I am a computer. I have been programmed to dance. I am here to digitize you.
Knights of the Turntable, arise and slew thy world master, the revolutionary representative Mark Simons.
One day, all radio shows will be made this way.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Reaching out, touching you.
Many thanks to Tony Phillips for joining me for the last hour of the Top 30. It's yours truly, Mark Simons, with Old New Barred and Blue and the Best of the Rest.
Al Capone, gun, don't argue.
I'm in one of these moods this afternoon. It's just after three. Here's Al Capone, the Emperor Roscoe, taking you back in time, Trojan style.
Sunday afternoon with the Emperor Roscoe.
1975, of course, and Al Capone, Guns Don't Argue. That's the main man from X Radio 1, now with Radio Luxembourg, somewhere in, America, I believe. It's one of those afternoons where I'm feeling oldie. You know, I'm going to dig out the old records from the archives, brush the cobwebs off them, because it's nice and sunny, and I hope it's sunny wherever you are, and we're going to have a good time. I'm going to sort of play a lot of soul records this afternoon. I'm in one of those moods. You don't mind, do you? I'm glad.
Hey, did you know that Mark Simons kills 90% of all known listeners dead?
Live this weekend where the good guys are.
Right, 1975, we're going to keep coming that year. We're going to go right on with the OJs and we're living for the weekend. It's a good Sunday afternoon. I don't mind you dancing, you can do whatever you want, really. That's it, grab your sister or your brother by the hand, and let's have a bit of a party. Are you ready for this?
Hey! party.
Yes, indeed. The OJs and Living for the Weekend. Those oldies keep on coming. 1975, of course, and Revive 45s.
It's Mark Simons on MRC every Sunday between the hours of 2 and 4. Get the Mark Simons habit in your system.
Fun.
And it goes on.
Indeed it does, between the hours of 3 and 4, an old new board and blue. I'd like to say thank you to all the people who have sent the mail this afternoon, or try to receive during the week. I'll be playing some requests this afternoon. I want to say a big hi to Terry from Easy's Taxes, and I've been asked to give him a quick plug, so it's Chippenham 655471. That's Easy's Taxes, and this one's gone out to Terry. Back in time, 1972. Have to excuse the scratches, you know. Who cares? We're on.
Susan, beware of the devil.
Missy.
Don't let him spoil your heart.
That's right.
Susan, beware of the devil. Don't let him pull us apart. Did you say we got a part? Or did you say let's go for a walk? Did you say you got someone new? Or did you say you like the color of machine? I don't know what's going on. You're not the girl I used to know. You're turning my world upside down, branding me with a frown. Hey, Susan, beware of the devil. Don't let him spoil your heart. Susan, beware of the devil. Don't let him put us apart. Did you see your leaving town? Or did you say you're sticking around? Did I hear you say you're serious? Or did you say it's all a bluff? Why do you wanna change our dreams? All the things we planned and schemed. Do you really wanna go? Or is it just an overnight glow? Hey, Susan, beware of the devil. Don't let him spoil your heart. Susan, beware of the devil. Don't let him put us apart, no, no. Did you say we got a part? Or did you say let's go for a walk? Did you say you got someone new? Or did you say
What a classic that one is. Dandy Livingston from 1972 and something entitled Big City. Right, a few Watsons around the area, and first of all into the Chippenham area we go. Friday the 20th of May, that's this coming Friday. Gold Diggers Chippenham have the Doolies plus Sabre in Cabaret, and ticket price is £3. The restaurant meals are available, and it's a steak menu, and it's Smart Dress Only. That's this Friday, 20th of May. On Friday the 27th of May, they have Motorhead plus Anvil in concert. Tickets are at £4.50, £5 on the door, and there's no dress restrictions for that night. And Sunday the 5th of June, Magnum are there in concert. Magnum in concert on Sunday the 5th of June. Right, a cassette player and a cassette with £45 have been stolen from the car of Miss Carol Corbett of Corbett's Cottage, Castle Combe, while it was in the village car park. That's quite a mouthful, actually. Miss Carol Corbett of Corbett's Cottage, Castle Combe. Anyway, Carol's lost a £45 cassette player and cassette, and she lives at Castle Combe, so if anybody knows anything about it whatsoever, then how about getting in touch with the local police, okay, and see what we can do on this week's show. Don't forget this MRC mailing address. It's 32 Victoria Close, Salisbury in Wilts. That's 32 Victoria Close, Salisbury in Wilts. I had to think about that then. It's coming up to, let me see, 3:15 on a Sunday, the 15th of May 1983, and it's yours truly, Mark Simons.
Mark Simons, with a better audience than Coronation Street.
It's true, you know. So I've been told. Okay, the music keeps on coming. Let's go back in time. 1976 for this one, and John Handy with Hard Work. John Handy from 76 and A Touch of Hard Work. Got a few noughties going about this week in the papers, and a gentleman has had four tyres slashed on a car, obviously, which was parked at Hyams Autos at the Cross Hayes Malmesbury. So, naughty people around here. And also, an anvil theft, would you believe? A blacksmith's old anvil has been stolen from the driveway of a house in West Park Road, Corsham. And a goodie here, Carn Community Play School raised £52 on Friday from a sale in St. Edmund's Church, Carn. I wonder what they were selling. I noticed something here. Being as we're a pirate radio station, as most of you know, we're a little bit on the illegal side, and I'm into sort of things like CBs and that type of thing, because many years ago when the AM channels were quite popular, I used to be on the old AM wave band many years ago. And I see here CB radio and speakers worth a total of £170 have been stolen from a car owned by Mr. Josiah Lopez of London Road, Chippenham. So if you're a CBer out there and you've got your ears tuned to us today, then keep on the lookout. Or, you know, if you hear of anybody who's trying to sell a CB and speaker, contact Mr. Josiah Lopez of London Road, Chippenham. I don't know his handle, so I can't give you that one, unfortunately. Okay. Let me see. What should we do? Shall we give you a time check? Okay, then it's 19 after the hour of 3.
M M-R-C.
Right, going to move on. As I said, lots of people have sent me lots of tapes and records in of local artists and everything else. Now, there's a milkman in Melksham called Andy. Now, I know him fairly well because I see him at various places wherever I might be, in pubs and clubs and other such things. Now, he's been in the press over the last 4 or 5 months quite a lot. Now, he's been nicknamed Randy Andy, the Randy Milkman. And guess what? He's released a record and it sounds something like this.
Hello, love. Double cream today, then.
You ain't half got a lot of bottle.
I got a milk to ride outside. I'm gonna catch you right before my round begins. Giving goats a cream delight. Cause I'm Randy and I'm Randy.
Here at W Root.
I've been waiting all day for her to drive away so that I can call my delivery. He's got a nighttime job just to earn a few bucks. He won't be home till this day again. I've got a new outside. I'm gonna catch a ride before my round begins. Give me goats of cream's delight. Cause I'm Andy and I'm Randy
along. I wonder if they'll be playing that one on Oblong Table tonight, or what's it called? I don't know. It's a new programme we've got at the end of the show anyway. That's gone out to Andy, the Randy Milkman from Melksham, and I wonder if that one will get played by the BBC. I doubt it, you know, because they all speak like this down there, and that's just the cleaners. You can find that one on Blue Hat Records. It's simply entitled Randy Andy, and it's the Randy Milkman. Looking through the paper rather quickly here, and I see Carnes plagued by a headbanger. A youth wearing a crash helmet headbutted the window of the chip shop in Church Street, Carn, and it caused £100 worth of damage by a single headbutt. Another Johnny Quanga, I presume. Never mind, dear. Hey, come on, it wasn't that funny. Old, new, bold and blue on this show, and we've had quite a few oldies classics from the archives of time this afternoon, so I thought it's time to play a new one. So from Randy Andy to this one. Matum and Juicy Fruit.
Simon's Best of the Rest Show on Boombreaker Radio. Good afternoon.
And a slight delay between records. Matum, spelled M-T-U-M-E, and something entitled Juicy Fruit. And that's available in the shops as from this week. 1973 now, a bit of layback stuff from the Isley Brothers on a beautiful sunny Sunday. And thinking of the summer halls, here's a touch of summer breeze.
My mind. skies are somber, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing a tune. When I come home from a hard day's work and you're waiting there, not a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on a plate for two. Reaching out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
There you go, that's the Isley Brothers, of course, making things rather summery on this Sunday afternoon, Sunday the 15th of May 1983. Talking about summer, a couple of people are going to be rather lost without these. Two extractor fans worth £45 each have been stolen from houses being built in Pewsham Way, Chippenham. And the extractors belong to Bovis Homes, so if anybody...
Oh, I think it's so funny.
No, I don't, seriously. If anybody sees two extractor fans walking down the road or on the back of a truck, then... get in touch with Bovis Homes because they're worth about £45 each, and if you can buy them for at least £10, you've done a good deal. But if you're not too keen on them, get in touch with Bovis, and I'm sure they'd be grateful to know where they've been. Also, been or gone, whatever they do. Also, a colour video camera and cassette recorder were stolen from a display in the accessories department of the garage firm of Cyril Thomas, and that was taken from the Causeway in Chippenham. We got a naughty lot again this week. People ask me, why do I always sort of read out the thefts and the bad things? Well, I like to try and let the public know what's happening, you see, around the area. And who knows, we can help the police get things right and make the criminal rate a little bit better than it is right now.
Every Sunday, the sounds and the news you want to hear. It's brought to you by the Moonbreaker Radio Corporation on a frequency of 94.4 MHz.
Right, don't forget, gang, this coming Friday down at the Gold Diggers in Chippenham, the Dooleys live in concert with Sabre. That's this Friday the 20th, and tickets are on sale at £3, and the restaurant meals are available. Old New Barred and Blue with yours truly, Mark Summers, the Revolutionary Rep, taking you back in time on this Sunday because I feel like wiping cobwebs away. It's that summery feeling, you know, everything's happening. Where are you going for your holes? I'm not telling you where I'm going.
I don't know how long.
That's gone out to anybody by the name of Susan who may be listening to us on MRC. Detroit, let me see, who are they? Detroit Spinners, oh my goodness.
Welcome to the Mark Simon's Best of the Rest Show on Moonbreaker Radio. Good afternoon.
Right, yeah, and away we go. I want to say hi to Nigel and Nick Ross, who live somewhere over at Langley Borough. And this one's especially dedicated to Nigel because he's been on a bit of a downer all week. Okay, Nigel? Oh, did you hear that one just slip in? Oh, that's one good thing with direct drive. 1977, here's Billy Paul. I'm in a good mood this afternoon.
Crying your eyes out while everything's going wrong. You know there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Listen to me, get up off your knees, cause only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Down. Don't you let them make you feel like a clown. There's a lot of opportunity out there just waiting for you, but you'll never succeed if you give up now and say your life is through. Listen, it's me when I'm telling you, on the strong survive.
'77, Billy Paul, Only the Strong Survive. That's gone out to Nigel, who's been on a bit of a downer this week, so he's been telling me. And also for his lovely lady wife, Nikki, and they live over at Langley Borough. Don't forget, any requests and dedications, please send them along to us at the station, or if you want a particular jock to read them out, then it's, of course, care of the whoever it may be, in my case, Mark Simons, and it's 32 Victoria Road, Salisbury and Wilts. That's Mark Simons, care of MRC, which stands for the Moonraker Radio Corporation, 32 Victoria Road, in the heart of sunny Salisbury. Right, what's on at the cinema this week, you're asking me? I can hear you somewhere, asking me this. Swindon, let me see. At the ABC 1, they've got Tootsie, and ABC 2 have got 48 Hours, and The Warriors. And they've also got Friday the 13th Part 3 in 3D. Good for them. And Gandhi is also showing at Studio 3 at the ABC in Swindon. And also 48 Hours and The Warriors again. Can't be bad. What's happening at Devizes? Devizes. Hello, Devizes. Retained for another further 7 days. Start again. Retained for yet a further 7 days. Gandhi, would you believe? And there's been a special matinee today, so if you missed it, too bad. There's also one on Thursday, which commences at 1:45. And Chippenham, they've got Gandhi as well. Everybody's got Gandhi. My God, Richard Attenborough must be making a fortune over this one. Congratulations, anyway, for winning this superb award and putting Britain back on the map in the film business. But Gandhi's on at Chippenham, Studio 1. And Studio 2, they've got Friday the 13th, Part 3 in 3D. That's the point. You've got to wear those funny glasses and... I don't think I can handle that too much. Mind you, I can handle most other things, including Tony Phillips. You ever seen him? He's small. So small, they call him short. And he's ugly. By God, is he ugly. He's worse than the Duke. And he's bad. Is this record scratched? Or is it scratched? God, ask me the time. Pardon? Huh. Find yourself a watch.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you.
I turn it off if you want me to. You don't want me to? Okay. Sorry about the scratches in this one.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely.
Yeah. Bill Withers along with Scratches, and it's a lovely day. Indeed it is. It's a Sunday, and Sundays are always lovely days. It's 4:15. Good afternoon to you. Mark Simons at the turntables. I see Chippenham's being hammered yet again. Poor people at Western House, 34 people in total, are being laid off. Things aren't getting better, are they? I mean, they tell you on the television, the recession is rising. I think somebody ought to take it out of the oven and sort of let people know what really is happening with the elections coming up in June, so we'll see what happens then. So 34 people going to lose their jobs in Chippenham Western House. So commiserations to you lot if you're listening. I'm sure you'll find something capable for people up there. Okay, here's a new one from Gladys Knight and the Pips. And save the overtime for me. Oh, I didn't mean it. Honestly, it just happened that way.
Now that you're gone,
That's Frida Payne, of course, the Lady of Soul. 1970, would you believe? And she made number one with that one. It's Span of Gold. I actually had three copies of that record in the studio. And the first two were so bad I couldn't play them, and this one's nearly on the way out. And so three, well, the last one out of three is not too bad. Okay, moving on. Chippenham Young Farmers are holding a barn dance on Friday. I can't say this. Yes, I can. On Friday the 20th of May, because I just thought it had gone. You said I thought it was Friday just gone. But it's Friday the 20th of May at Grange Farm, Allenton. And it's 8:30 to 1, and there's a licence bar. Disco by a Mr. Derek Dole. And his admission is £1.50 at the door. And rights of admission are reserved. I wonder who for. I wonder who wants rights of admission. I don't know. Right, Little Coat near Hungerford. Yesterday and today, which is the 14th and today the 15th, are holding English Civil War Society. And they'll be performing in the grounds of Little Coat, wherever that may be. I'm not really sure. And it says, come and join in, no extra charge. And for further information, please ring Hungerford 82170. That's Little Coat, English Civil War Society. We'll be performing in the grounds. I can hear my mixed words up again this afternoon. Who's just walked into the studio? Oh, it's Short Stuff himself. Hello. How are you? Are you well?
Not too bad, thank you.
Actually, I made a complete boob earlier, Tone.
Yeah.
I happened to mention that there's 34 people from Western House just been made redundant.
Yeah.
And the next record that came on was Gladys Knight's new one, Save the Overtime for Me. I think I'm going to get serious trouble over that. Don't forget, folks, any... No, I can't say it, can I?
I am a computer. I have been programmed to dance. I am here to digitize you.
Knights of the Twinkle, arise and slew thy world master, the revolutionary representative Mark Simons.
One day, all radio shows will be made this way.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Reaching out, touching you.
Just going through the paper to see what I'll be watching on the television tonight, and there's not a lot on. Not a lot at all. I pay you so much for a license and you get nothing. I think I'm going out for a drinky poos. Will you join me tonight?
As long as you're buying the drinks.
Again?
Yes, again.
You don't have to be a star to be in this show, Tony. I can't wait for... Oh, is it Oval Table?
It is Oval Table.
Oval Table. Oblong table. I'll tell you more in a minute about oblong table.
To be in my shadow.
It's true, you know. You don't have to be a star to be in this show, but it does help. I was going out to Jan and Michelle, who live somewhere on Broadlands, which is just outside of Chippenham. Congrats to you, and hello, how are you? All right? Yes, I understand you both had your haircuts. Very nice indeed. I can see them from here. Don't forget, any requests on the show, please send them in to me. Mark Simons, care of MRC, 32 Victoria Road, Salisbury, in Wilts. And talking of stars... Ha! Two men were foiled in a daring bid to riffle a checkout till at Sainsbury's supermarket in Chippenham last Saturday while the store was full of shoppers. Some people have got a cheek. Apparently they used, or tried to use, a large empty cardboard box as a shield, and they tried to force a till, which was unattended at the time, but they were spotted and ran off empty-handed. Now, one of the men was about 25, 5'8", and had a tan complexion. He had receding hair and was wearing a beige jacket and jeans. I wonder what the Duke was doing last week. No, he's not 5'8", he's about 5'2". Can't be him, never mind. And the other man was aged about 23, and he was 5'4", with dark brown hair, and he was wearing a distinctive salmon pink jacket. So if anybody happened to be in Sainsbury's of Chippenham last Saturday and saw this two men with a cardboard box trying to break into a till, which was obviously empty, then Superintendent Ted Evans would like to hear from you, you see. Right, talking of... Oval Table? Octagon? Whatever it was. Anyway, you see, the other station, I can't remember their name now, it's one of the BBC channels, have a round table. And the other station just up the road, not far from us, have a square table. So we thought we'd have something completely different. So now we've got, I forgot what it is, Oval Table or one of the two, I don't know. Anyway, I've been asked to appear on it, so I thought I'd go along. So listen in between the hours of about 5:30 and 6, I believe it is, I'm not too sure. As long as they wake me up, I'll be there. And I believe there's Tony Phillips, the Duke, Kevin Aldis, and myself. And we'll be reviewing some of the new records. Because I was just about to play the New Year's Zoo single, and I got screamed at by the station manager, Hoo-ha Henry. He says, you can't play that, I'm playing it on the show later on. So, I won't play it. I will play you something else instead.
You're listening to Whole Hunk of Funk with Mark Simons on Sunday Afternoon.
Your funky DJ. In touch with your needs.
Last record on the show from me this week. Hope you join me next week between the hours of 2 and 3 for the Top 30 with Tony Phillips. And then between 4 and 5 for the Best of the Rest. Old New... No, 3 and 4. Ha ha! 2 and 3 for Top 30. 3 and 4 for Old New Bold and Blue. I'm going to leave you with this one. The track that we use every Sunday, myself and Tony Phillips, on the Top 30 show. Something I used many, many years ago when I was working for some person who used to work for the BBC. This is Mark Simon signing off, saying I hope you have a good week. Don't forget the most important thing in life is to look after those important little places. Ta-da now. I will.
Thank you.
Extinguish cigarettes and away we go. Until the next time, same place, MRC on 94.4. Between the hours of 2 and 4, Mark Simons signing off.